This is KUOW. I'm Joshua McNichols. All this week on KUOW, we've been hearing Andrea Seabrook's amazing interview with Rich Taffel, the founder of the national organization, the Log Cabin Republicans. She did that interview for her podcast, Decode DC, and it's really an amazing interview. It blows out of the water a lot of preconceptions many of us had about the Log Cabin Republicans and the effectiveness of their strategy of working for same-sex rights from within the conservative movement. Following each installment of that series, we've been running some local stories. I did a few interviews with Troy Bodner, who's the vice president of the Log Cabin Republican chapter here in Washington State. And this is the first of three of those interviews. There are more of those interviews on our website. If you want to hear them, you can go to kuow.org/KUOW Presents. Anyway, here's the first of three interviews, and you can hear the rest on the website. Troy Bodner is the vice president of Washington State's chapter of the Log Cabin Republicans. Bodner's a fiscal conservative who also happens to believe in equal rights for same-sex couples. For Bodner, that's not a contradiction. The national group's Washington State chapter had disbanded in 2004. At that time, the group had grown discouraged. But by 2011, Bodner felt the time was right to resurrect the organization. He says the Republican Party had changed.
When we first started the chapter, it was really surprising the number of legislators who contacted us. They heard that we were in existence again. And they reached out to us before we even had a chance to reach out to them. And I think that says a lot. For example, Michael Baumgartner was one of the first ones, who's a senator representing the Spokane Valley. And he voted against the marriage equality bill. Yet he came to speak to our group the very same week that he voted no.
Bodner doesn't blame Baumgartner for his vote. After all, the state senator had to represent his voters. And those voters didn't want same-sex marriage. But Baumgartner's visit offered Washington's Log Cabin Republicans the chance to build a bridge with the senator. At the meeting, the group talked about taxes and the size of government, but Baumgartner says a few of the members approached him with personal stories.
You know, some very personal stories about some of the discrimination they'd experienced because of their sexual orientation, you know, and it was pretty powerful.
Baumgartner said he hasn't changed his mind on same-sex marriage. It still raises some concerns for him. But that vote has passed, and marriage is now legal, at least in Washington state. But looking forward, Baumgartner says the personal connections he's made with gay Republicans will influence his thinking.
One of my key members on my U.S. Senate campaign, who I really valued his skill and his friendship, came out as gay after the campaign. And I announced on social media that he's engaged. And, you know, I think about politically my stance in light of that, you know, and his... You know, his situation, it really does make me think about the issues. He's one of those folks. It's a member of a Log Cabin Republicans, and I think, you know, he would make a great elected official at some day. So, you know, I did send him my best wishes and will continue to support him and think of him as a friend.
Stories like that are becoming more and more common. It's true at the national level and at the local level.
The party is starting to open up.
And it's opening up because more and more Republicans have gay and lesbian friends. Bodner isn't really worried about convincing conservatives in Washington state. Of that, he's confident. He's more concerned about how Seattle's liberals will receive him. This year, the Log Cabin Republicans of Washington state will be marching in Seattle's Pride Parade. It's the first year they've marched since spectators threw rocks at them about 10 years ago. It'll be like coming out all over again. For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.